Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. All right, so I wanted to talk about this time what I'm really loving about BDSM. And it's weird, when I even use that term, I kind of go, oh, wait a minute now. Am I really like in that realm? What I would say about myself right now is, you know, I've done a few things, but I really consider myself still very much a newbie. Like, I've got my little training wheels on, and what I really know about this whole culture and just everything about it, and really even what I've even experienced about it, you know, you can put that on a pinhead. So, you know, when I sit here and talk about it, I'm certainly not trying to in any way say that I have much of a fucking clue about it yet, but I'm finding my way to it and through it and really enjoying it, shockingly, I have to say. You know, as it was a bucket list item to just kind of try it out, right? Basically just kind of be dominated. I didn't have a clear boundary on that, but, you know, it was probably initially a pretty mild statement. And now I really enjoy the aspects of it that I've been able to experience so far. And I'm finding, again, quite surprising. Did not see that one coming. I'm doing this podcast because a couple reasons. I get all these questions about, you know, the BDSM and the, when, you know, and follow-ups to the Can I Be Submissive podcast. And instead of just, I thought, you know, this is really a subject matter that I could just do one whole session on. And I could probably honestly talk about it for a long time, but I'd probably be getting a little sidetracked and off on. I mean, like, there's so many different ways to go on this. Like, there's all these different little aspects, but I'm going to try to keep it as just general and as I can. And like I said, again, it's just my experience. I'm not in any way, shape, or form trying to say that I have some, you know, I have no authority in this realm. I'm just, you know, this is just what I'm experiencing right now. And like I said, I'm quite surprised by it. When I first started down this road and wanted, you know, put it on my bucket list, you know, I spoke to so many guys that said, oh yeah, I can do that. You know, I can do that with you. But it was interesting because they were, in my opinion, jerks. You know, I mean, there was just something about them that rubbed me the wrong way. They came straight out of the gate with a full kind of frontal assault and, you know, not really realizing who I was, you know, and I said, hey, I'm new to this. You know, I really would like somebody experienced to kind of help me have some fun with it, really. Right. I mean, it was just kind of lighthearted. I didn't set the expectation too high, but you know, these guys came right out of the gate, and I'll tell you what, not even knowing anything about this culture, this little subculture here, this whole BDSM world, I knew enough to know these guys are fucking morons. I mean, they were just wingnuts. And
there's no way in heck that I would ever submit to them. You know, I mean, at the time, I really didn't know the full extent of what that would mean to me or entail. But, you know, I just was like, no way. Who the fuck do you think you're talking to? I mean, really, that was my attitude. I'm like, oh, really? Yeah, right. Yeah. Get in line, jackass. There's a whole line over there of ding dongs. That's the reject line over there. Get in it. So anyway, it was interesting. I was, and it kind of did turn me off to it a little bit. And I thought, okay, maybe this was just, you know, this thought, this idea, this concept of, you know, trying to experience this is just probably totally not for me, because if it's anything like these guys and what they're representing, there's no fucking way. And eventually, you know, I did find someone that, I guess had just the right, could finesse it, had the right way to do it. You know, where, not that I don't feel, challenged, not that, you know, not that I, not, it's just different. It was different. It was, you know, it was more, I guess, a relaxed approach. There wasn't, you know, initially like, this is what I'm going to, you know, it wasn't an asshole approach. I'm not sure how else to describe it, because again, you know, being new to it, this is all, everything is a new experience, a new day, something different and fascinating. So, at any rate, obviously I did jump in, and as most of you that follow this, the blog and the podcast know, like, I did have some struggles initially with the whole being submissive. And not that I still don't struggle with it. I do a lot and more. And I think, but the cause of it's different now. You know, it's more just, kind of going, okay, you know, you've toe dipped, and now how far down the rabbit hole are you going to go? And you can go really far. I don't, you know, there's a part of me that wants to, but then there's another part of me that believes I cannot fucking do that. Like, how open and free can I let my mind be? Like, how influenced by somebody else can I let myself and my mind be? Because really that's what it takes. But on that note, what I can say that I like about it and what I've experienced is the whole, it's interesting because the whole submissive thing, it really is another way, this may sound strange, but follow me on this. It almost is another way for me to be satisfied as a dominant woman. Because there's times when, as a dominant woman, you know, I want to stop fucking making decisions. I don't want to, I want my mind shut off. Like, my mind goes and goes and goes. It's constantly problem solving. I'm always working on something. I'll wake up sometimes in the middle of the night and be on, like, where my mind is rolling. And I have to actually get up and start taking down some notes, or, you know, because something's coming to me that I'm, you know, I'm working on at the time. And it's strange. But, you know, I think a lot of entrepreneurial people and, you know, business minds will relate to this. And this is not even carving out what I am and who I am outside of my business life. There's all, you know, of course there's other responsibilities too. So, you know, what this, you know, submissive role allows me to do is to sort of escape that and to be calm and present and not evaluating every single thing, action, feeling, statement that's coming my way. You know, I don't have, my brain's not like registering everything and then evaluating it and then trying to make a, you know, make a fast decision about it. So what happens is I get to just kind of turn all that off, and everything coming in is pleasurable. Sometimes it's, I'm hyperstimulated. Most of the time I am hyperstimulated, but it's amazing because I think what that hyperstimulation does is it just, that's what shuts everything off. It's just, you know, that and the other person kind of directing you in a certain way. And you're just, you know, really for me, for the first time in maybe my life, I'm in that moment, it's going to be hard for me to say, I'm going to say the F word, not the F word we're all thinking about, but I'm a follower. Yes, I'm a follower, not a leader, but a follower. And shockingly, I like it. It's like this really nice, it's the way you feel when you exhale and you're just, you know, you don't have to fucking think about a goddamn thing anymore. And who knew that I would find that through a sex act? You know, I mean, it's very surprising. There's certainly times, and you know, there's certainly times in other types of sexual acts that I do can get lost in the moment, and that's great. You know, and that's part of what's really fun about sex. But the interesting thing is that this pretty much every time does that for me, because there's so much, there's just too many other things, just your basic sensory things that you have to focus on and be aware of. You know, it's kind of a primal mode. There's no, you know, there's no time or allowance for the other bullshit that your mind's kind of contemplating to sneak in. And for me to find a way to sort of turn that off is pretty, you know, amazing. I can do that with yoga. I can do that with my yoga. But you know, to be able to do that while you're in the middle of a sex act is pretty fucking hot for me. For me, like, please, if you can shut my mind off, like, I will be forever grateful. And so it's just funny because, you know, so many people have, you know, written in and said, you know, after listening, just kind of to, you know, where they get little, they start to get a feel for me, and they're telling me like, no, you know, I mean, I've had more than one person, more than five, you know, I mean, I don't even know how many. I mean, just, I've read a lot of emails saying, hey, I don't think you can do this. I don't think this is for you. And I can understand why on the surface that's a belief. Fuck, I didn't think this was for me either. Trust me. This is the most surprising, because I thought this is a bucket list item. I will check it off the list and say, been there, done that. Great. It was fun. This was my little experience with it. But what I'm finding is it's more for me than I realized. And now that I'm uncovering that, it's just interesting. Like, still, I mean, I won't say, you know, am I one of those women that absolutely needs the submission to live and breathe? No, no. But I think that could be somebody that's been in it longer. I mean, I'm just starting out. I'm so open to it right now. It's really interesting because, again, there's not, you know, at this point in my life, there's not many things that come along that hit me that show me something different about myself. I'm so, you know, what do you want to call it? Set in my ways. So I can't really tell you the last time something came along where that really made me go, whoa, hey, there's a whole different avenue here for you to explore. And there's a whole nother side of you that's there that you weren't touching on. And I really think that it does go hand in hand with being a dominant woman, that, you know, naturally there's times where you just want to give that up. You're like, fuck, I don't want to make another fucking decision. I don't want to think about another business idea, concept, problem. What's going on over here? What's going on at that, you know, that place? I just want to shut it off. I just want to be me. Me without all that. And what I think that this is helping me see, as odd as it sounds, is sort of me without all that. Because that has kind of taken over my life. That's taken over my life since I was 20, you know. I mean, literally my early 20s. I've just been a go-getter, work-focused. And there's nothing wrong with that, but this kind of allows me, this is giving me the way to sort of separate myself from that. And just, you know, and there's very few times where I can say that I've been able to do that, you know, really just kind of exhale and sort of be me, I guess, if you will, without, you know, just divide, just separate, just really get a clear divider on, you know, that is that, and this is you. This is the who of who you are. And so, again, I mean, who would have thought that this would help me kind of see that or give me some clarification on that and provide me, you know, with a means to do that. But it has, and I totally dig it. you know, and how do I rectify that in my head? Like, you know, it's like, am I a submissive? Am I submissive now? I mean, I don't know. I don't know. There's so much like, and where are my boundaries? Where are my actual boundaries and how far can I go with this? I don't know, but I'm going to keep exploring that. And, you know, and that's why I like it. Again, it's something new. It's something that where I'm like, holy shit, you know, please somebody bend my mind, twist my brain, because it, you know, it doesn't happen anymore for me where I just get, you know, totally blown away by something new and that provides me with a different perspective. For the most part, everything's so predictable. It's just, it's so routine. And, you know, I'm just talking about, pretty much I'm talking about business because that's such a huge focus for me. But, you know, this helps me shut that off and separate it. And then also when, because I'm able to do that, you know, I'm just able to sort of see that differently. And then also see these other aspects of myself differently. And the, you know, the one main aspect that's, I'm embracing more, but I'm embracing it more, but I still struggle with it. You know, it is really being submissive. That's a huge jump for me. I actually kind of feel like I should get a freaking gold star, like have a little pat on the back, because for me to actually, you know, go there It's like, holy shit. I mean, if you knew me and saw me in action on a daily basis, you would think, no, there's no way. She cannot do that. That's not how she's wired. And I'm finding out that, you know, my wiring is might be a little different than I thought, or I could be rewired. I get a rewire. It's funny that it's the one thing I fear the most, but the one thing I want the most is that I fear the most giving up control, like not being in control. Seriously, that is my scary place. That is my, if I can't control shit or think that I'm controlling shit, then, you know, then the wheels are coming off the bus. You know, I'm having, you know, I'm irritated and I'm going to fucking dig in until I get shit straightened out. It's back on track the way I want it to go. And the total, you know, opposite end of that is this, you know, giving up control, which, you know, I find taking control and just jumping in and fixing and making it go the way I want, that's a source of relief. But also, it's interesting that the giving up the control, that completely on the other end of the spectrum, that the giving up of this control is kind of provides me with the same relief. Almost even more so. I hate to say it, but even more so because I'm not thinking. I don't have to fucking do anything. I mean, you know, I just go along with the program. Right. Tell me what to do. Which again, you know, I mean, I don't know if I can impress enough upon the fact that what's so odd for me is that I have gone to the complete opposite end of the spectrum and that I'm liking it and finding that enjoyable and okay, where normally this is just not okay. It's not, you know, on any level, it's not okay. But on this level, you know, in a sexual way, I can do it. I don't know. Like I said, maybe this is something like I need to find a counselor. Maybe I've got a split personality. I'm not sure. But that's right now. That is just as about raw and true as I can get with it. Like I said, I'm really looking forward to continuing to go down the rabbit hole and see, you know, where my limits are and how far I can take this. I know that it's not going to be I know it won't be a fast process. I pretty much fight, kick, and scream, like run the other way the whole time. And, you know, and I have to have my little fits and then I sort of relax into it. But it doesn't come naturally where I just go, okay, I'll just do this. No, I mean, I have to have this, you know, mental masturbation going on, all this head talk and shit like that. I have to process it. I still have to, you know, do what I normally do with it. But it's interesting that again, you know, I'm able to kind of let myself creep over to the opposite end of the spectrum, which for me has, like I said, been just the biggest, you know, kind of, I don't know if you want to say game changer, just the biggest different experience, most revealing experience that showed me something about myself that I've had. I mean, shit, I can't tell you how long that's been. So, So for that, I mean, yeah, I'm grateful. I'm amazed. And I'm glad I waited and sort of, you know, the right person came along to kind of sort of start me down, going down that road, because I easily could have been just turned off and said, fuck this. It's not for me. You know, I can't deal with people like this, you know, and not realizing that those guys were really just control freak jackasses. I mean, I don't know how else to put it, but yeah, I can't. I mean, I could do a whole other podcast on just the things that they hit me with and what they said. And, you know, it was just like, Jesus, does anybody fucking go for that? I mean, I don't know. So, yeah, I'm really like, there's a book that I read when I was in college. It's called Starting with No. And it's just a business negotiation book. And so everything starts with no. It literally does. I know I can't do that. You know, and it's just like, nope, no, 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 no. So, and it's really, I think no is my favorite word. But, so I always come straight out of the gate with that. And it kind of takes somebody who's like a handler, like, you know, just somebody who can see past that stubborn standpoint. And then just be like, you know, like they hear what I say and they're not disrespecting it, but they're also not, you know, betting the whole farm on that either. They're like, okay, you know, well, we'll see, you know, it's kind of like, all right, you know, but they don't say that to me, because if you say that you're not taking me at my word, we're going to have problems. Then I'm going to dig in just to prove you wrong. But anyway, so yes, again, I'm surprisingly really, really fascinated and titillated by this whole new little sexual avenue that I have found and been exploring. And it's probably the biggest milestone thing to come out of, you know, this whole year of, you know, of sex, of being sexual and, you know, being on my sexual road trip. I mean, it really is this is the standout. So, yeah, there you have it. All right. Well, as usual, questions or comments, please send those to Curious Girl at thecuriousgirldiaries.com.